Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Denny. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is hit by the pitch. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wathan moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is hit by the pitch. Paquette scores. Way then moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride strikes out. There goes Thornton. The throw from Wathan to second, and Thornton is out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister. Washington reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Way then moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara juggles the ball. That's an error on Hara. McRae moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara is hit by the pitch. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Way then and he is safe. McBride steals second. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBride moves to third. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Charbonneau. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. White strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Worth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McBride for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Charbonneau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bando reaches second base with a double. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rod Craig pinch hits for Jack Perkint. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quisenberry spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Quisenberry. Bando moves to third. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Von Hayes now playing left field. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. White strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a line drive towards the mound. Quisenberry catches it and throws to first to double up Hargrove. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.